Ecological and Systemic, Part 1. Providing young people with assistance in all necessary life domains and ensuring timely access and continuity of care through coordination across multiple service sectors approaches the construct of comprehensive or holistic care at a relatively gross or coarse-grained level of analysis. The principle of holistic care can be extended to a finer-grained level of analysis of the processes that take place within and around young people. This more nuanced approach includes a consideration of experiential or subjective dimensions, psychological and social processes, and the implications of these for the design of interventions. A fundamental part of the knowledge base that guides practice is the biopsychosocial model of health, or the understanding that the challenges young people face are shaped by the complex interaction between biological, psychological, and social factors. While most service providers tend to focus on one type of factor or system, an ecological approach recognises that significant and lasting improvements in health and well-being usually require complementary or synergistic changes in each of these systems. Where there is a focus mostly on the psychological and social issues affecting young people, ecological understanding helps us to recognise how the work intersects with the work of providers who focus on other systems such as psychiatrists and psychologists. A closely related aspect of the ecological and systemic approach is the understanding of the connection between the individual and the social world. The issues that are happening for an individual, such as their use of alcohol and other drugs, cannot be separated from their social circumstances. While problems with alcohol and drugs may be the main reason that a young person comes to AOD services, these issues are not the only focus, and they may not even be the first thing that has to be focused on. Consistent with a client-focused and holistic practice orientation, issues can be prioritised for attention according to the unique experiences, needs, and preferences of individuals. These priorities may involve biological factors such as immediate health concerns, psychological factors such as depression or difficulty controlling anger, or be related social factors such as lack of housing. The ecological and systemic orientation, however, goes another step further than this holistic approach and seeks to understand and address the experiences of the young person within complex social systems.